Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. So you might have been woken up in the middle of the night a couple weeks ago by an amazing light and sound show in Escondido. A storm cell had moved through the area, and it created this powerful thunderstorm. Now, apparently I slept right through it, but everybody else in my house woke up, and they were amazed at what they experienced. It was a brief glimpse of God's power, His beauty, His majesty, but at the same time, it causes a little fear and trepidation. Realistically, I never want to miss out on seeing God's power, but of course you have to be watchful and ready. Sometimes it wakes us up, and sometimes we have to be disciplined to be ready to see it. Sometimes when we talk about God, there's this metaphorical lightning and thunder, and sometimes we actually miss that power that He only has. Paul didn't want believers' words or lives to miss the power of God. And the problem was in Corinth, because of pride and sin, there's a lot of empty talk. So in verse 20, Paul talks about how the power of the gospel, the power of transformation, and the power of God should be displayed through our lives. But of course, if that's going to happen, it takes discipline. Being dedicated to living in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus, our lives then reveal the power that God gives. Others can see a difference, not just in word, but in deed. And that transformational power that God displays through the believer's life of obedience and discipline is amazing. It's a testimony of how He changes everything. And that's power that nobody wants to miss. So let's not miss the power that God has in the life of His church. Together, let's gather around what God is doing so we can share in His power. And I'd like to encourage you to spend some time with the Lord and ask Him where you might need to take steps of obedience with Him, where you might need a little more discipline in your walk. Also take some time to praise Him for where you do see His power, where you see change, and where you see Him strengthening you in your walk with Him. Of course, here at church, we have plenty of ways to help you with groups, classes, mentors. Just reach out, and we'll help you take the right step. Thanks for listening. Praying for you all.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.